artwork. I really highly recommend checking out her other illustrations and even looking at her blog if you get the chance, if you liked Delicious in Dungeon. Another anime that I really liked this year was an anime movie, actually. It was the first Slam Dunk, which was released in 2022, actually. And it was showing in theaters, I think, late last year in Vancouver, but I finally got the chance to catch it on Netflix, and it's incredible. I loved it so much that I ended up watching the original Slam Dunk anime as well, and knowing that the original Slam Dunk anime didn't adapt the entirety of the manga, I might actually have to start reading the manga also. I've only ever read, like, maybe a handful of chapters here and there. Yeah. Inoue Takehiko, he's just incredible. He's just incredible. I could probably talk about him and Kaoru Mori's work all day, but I won't. I just do want to say that if I were personally, like, a comic artist or an illustrator, those two people would put me out of work. Anyways, moving on to even more anime. At some point, I will do an episode about this next program, which was the 2024 Ranma half anime, produced by Studio MAPPA, and it's being released on Netflix. I believe as of today, they've announced that a second season is coming up, which I'm super excited about. I already know one of the characters who's going to be appearing in season two based on the trailer. I grew up reading the Ranma anime, or reading the Ranma manga and watching the Ranma anime, and I probably shouldn't have. It's a little bit raunchy for, like, an 8-year-old, but that's been a lot of my experience with, like, a lot of weeb stuff. Anyways, but this anime adaptation is done so well, so superbly. It really captures the zaniness of the original work, and I think maybe because animation has become quite a bit more advanced since the original 90s anime, right? It's just like a visual feast watching it. It is so fun, and plus I think, if I understand correctly, most of the original cast from the 90s anime have been recasted for this adaptation. So, and they just do such an incredible job, like, hearing those voice actors say those iconic lines again feels so nostalgic. Go check it out if you haven't already. In terms of reading this year, I actually didn't read a whole lot of prose or novels or even a whole lot of nonfiction that wasn't, like, news related. But one novel that I put on my list was And Then She Fell by Alicia Elliott. And I can't recommend this novel enough. It's about grief and madness and matriarchs. Which are, like, you know, three of the key ingredients that get me going. I wrote here, I will never recover. It is just so good. And I don't remember how long it took me to read this novel, but I do quite remember getting towards the end of it and feeling kind of conflicted as to whether or not I wanted to finish it, because I didn't want it to end. And then when I did finish it, I just cried and cried and cried. So, And Then She Fell by Alicia Elliott. Please read it. Check it out. Movies that I enjoyed this year. I had mentioned the first Slam Dunk, obviously. Res Ball, I really liked as well. Catch it on Netflix. It's about Navajo Nation youth, I believe, playing basketball. Maybe that's what got me started on watching sports anime. I'm not sure. But It was really cool. And another movie that I really liked this year was Chicken for Linda, which is an animated French movie. So colorful, full of texture. Oh my god, both of these movies are actually also heavily about grief. Then in that case, it should be a little surprise that Interview with the Vampire Season 2 is also on my list of things that I enjoyed this year, which is completely and totally consumed with grief. just constantly big sobbing at the finale, but also, like, it's just so beautifully done. I love dramatic gay vampires. Oh my god, it's such a good adaptation. Anyways, I'm gonna end that list there because I think it makes way for a pretty good transition as to what I'm looking forward to in 2025. But first, here is some music. Local band coming up, Your Way, Worrywart with Smile. Before that, here is a bird note.
This is Bird Note. It's early morning on the island of New Guinea. The lowland forest erupts with the crowing calls of male Ragiana birds of paradise. Groups of male Ragiana birds of paradise perform elaborate displays to attract females. The size of small crows, the males have a yellow head, bright green throat, and a lush mass of fine russet orange plumes that hang well beyond their tails. In a sequence known as the flower display, the males hang upside down with their wings flexed downward while flaunting those russet plumes upward. Birds of Paradise, an aptly exotic name for this most varied and extravagantly decorated group of birds. All 43 species are found on New Guinea or nearby. Picture one named the ribbon-tailed astropia as it flies along the forest edge. With an emerald green head and velvety black body, the astropia trails two slender white tail plumes a full 3 feet behind its body. They undulate like fine ribbons in the breeze. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Thank you.
hell yes to that pro-trans banger of a song off of the Transa album that was Surrender Your Gender by Lara Jane Grace, Lee Ronaldo, Jane County, Kathy Wilcox, J.D. Doherty, and Am Taylor. Before that, you heard Weak Knees, more good local content, local release, should stop using the word content, good local release, with their track Last Summer off their EP. Dude, You Crying? I just love the name of that EP, and I also really love that record as well. Yeah, you're listening to Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I was just counting some of the things that I really enjoyed this year, like culture products, I guess. It's been a really weird year. Every year is going to be weird. I have to resign myself to accepting the fact that every year is weird because, yeah, I don't think that there's a year that I've experienced in my life that hasn't thrown me off or somewhat in some way, or I've experienced something quite painful in some way. But also, there have been some pretty good moments, and really good relationships that I've built over the course of 2024, and I don't want to talk too much about those because that's a little bit too personal. That's not really going to be a part of the Typically Tuesdays lore here. Like, you have to become a paid subscriber to know about that stuff via emotional labor, by essentially becoming my friend. And we don't have that kind of relationship. Let me just be very clear here. If you're developing a parasocial relationship to me, a community radio host, you'd probably be better doing that with, like, a K-pop idol or something like that. They do more fan service, I guess. There will be no fan service from me. I am just a woman trying to exist in the world. Here we go, really quickly. Let's talk about some of the things I'm looking forward to. Cultural products of 2025. We're going to start off with super early in the year. Kunk on Life is going to be released. This is a new Philomena Kunk series. And if your memory is super good and you have been a longtime listener of Typically Tuesdays, you'll know that Philomena Kunk, like, legitimately was one of the things that, like, kept me grounded in 2023 when things were really bad for me. I am so excited about this series. I think it will be available for streaming, I think, like, in the first week of January or something like that. And what a New Year's treat. I'm so looking forward to it. And it will probably become my most watched series on Netflix if I choose to keep my subscription, Yeah, so I'm still looking forward to that. Speaking about Netflix series as well, this program has been a big promotion for Netflix. Pay me, but don't, because this is community radio. Anyways, the Ranma Half season, Ranma Half anime adaptation by Studio MAPPA will be releasing season 2, which I am incredibly excited for, because more fun zany characters are going to be introduced, including one that I can already confirm now. Moose is going to be appearing soon. He's a really fun character. He's a bit of a geek, honestly. He's a tiny bit of a loser, but the arcs with Moose are they're quite funny. And I can just go on and on about the Ranma Half anime adaptation by Studio MAPPA, and I can go on and on about Ranma Half in general, because there's so many interesting ways to talk about it. Obviously, there's the queer way and also, like, the feminist way. And then also there's just, like, you know, a good quality anime adaptation way. Possibly, maybe, finally, Hades 2 will be released on Switch. I'm holding out for a hero here. In typically Tuesday's fashion, I'm looking very forward to a specific idol thing that's happening next year. One of my favorite K-pop groups, probably of all time. Their discography is just so banger. GFRIEND. They will be releasing new music for their 10-year anniversary. And I'm shaking and quaking in my boots. I am not ready. Because I kind of do feel like they are the avatar. Like, there's some pretty good K-pop from girl groups nowadays, I guess. But I don't think that it's good enough for me to continue to keep an eye on the industry as a whole for a prolonged period of time. I just get so bored. And GFRIEND's discography was quite unique. And when I needed them the most, they disappeared. They disbanded. But this 10-year anniversary album has the chance to completely rock my world. It's going to fix all of my problems, and I will no longer need therapy. I will no longer need to hyperfixate on gay vampire shows in order to feel like I'm being fulfilled in my life. And I can move away and finally become a hermit, because my life would be fulfilled when this 10-year anniversary album gets released. So when that happens, what you can expect, what you can actually expect on typically Tuesdays is like a GFRIEND centered program. And I am saying this from the bottom of my heart, having already planned this specific show. One of the things that's making me excited for stuff in the new year is that program. I cannot wait to share GFRIEND's discography with you and to take you through the journey of this K-pop group that I've loved for years. and with that note, you know, having and talking about this what's going to happen, at least one little sneak peek into the future of Typically Tuesdays, I'm going to leave it at that, because we are at the top of the hour here on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in today on this supposed to be mellow but kind of became kind of chaotic towards the end episode of the show. Tune in to more great CJSF programming by checking out Intravenous every Wednesday from 10 to 11, talking about all things all genders, speaking of Ranma Half. That's coming up Wednesday, 10 to 11. My name is Leslie, and here's one final track on the show. I really enjoyed the song, actually, earlier this year. This is such a banger, and of course we love local talents, Dasi. Here is Lim and Sleepy Tom with Fallen on 90.1 FM, CJSF. I've been Leslie, and I'll talk to you very soon. I don't know.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.